This is Playa Country, a weekly look at the wildlife, wetlands, and prairies of the Western Great Plains and the people who manage them. Brought to you by Playa Lakes Joint Venture, an organization dedicated to conserving birds and bird habitat. Today's episode pivots around the issue of artificial barriers caused by political boundaries. We're talking about landowner conservation partnerships, specifically the Comanche Pool Prairie Resource Foundation, a group of ranchers who occupy the Red Hills region of southern Kansas and northern Oklahoma.
One of the reasons the Comanche Pool formed is because all these different organizations that are out there, whether it be a federal or state organization, and I'll use the Fish and Wildlife Service as an example.
This is biologist Greg Kramus with U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
In that Red Hills area, you have Oklahoma, which is considered Region 2, and you have Kansas, which is considered Region 6. So if a landowner had property in Oklahoma and Kansas, he would be dealing with two separate Fish and Wildlife Service regions. And that was one of the things the Comanche Pool wanted to do, was try to erase that regional line and try to develop some consistencies there.
To get rid of the bureaucratic red tape a state line creates.
There's two EPA regions that covers. Obviously, there's two state wildlife organizations that are covered there. And that was one of the things the Comanche Pool was trying to do, was try to bring all those folks together to benefit that ground. Because obviously, when you step across the state line, the ground doesn't change and the issues don't change in a lot of cases. That was one of the neat things that the Comanche Pool, I think, was successful in doing.
The Comanche Pool Prairie Resource Foundation is a regional grazing group on mixed grass and sand sage prairies. Its name is a historical reference. The Comanche Pool Cattle Ranch was started in the 1880s near Medicine Lodge, Kansas, and was the largest ranch ever created in the state. The modern-day foundation works to improve efficiency and effectiveness of ranch operations in harmony with nature. The group hosts field days, considers management practices that benefit wildlife, livestock, and the land, promotes prescribed burning, and, says rancher Kent Jarnigan, chairman of the foundation board, the group is known for bringing interesting, innovative speakers to talk.
We brought in Charlie Orchard. He has a range monitoring system. Temple Grandin has been here. Kit Farrow has been here a couple of times. We've really tried to bring in people who were doing things maybe a little off the wall and making it work.
I asked Kent for his explanation of how the group was able to reach across the state line and partner with Oklahomans.
You know, I guess we just started asking. I guess it's just getting with the right people and cultivating those relationships.
Greg Kramus says when he started meeting with the Comanche Pool, areas of common interest quickly clarified.
The grazing issues out there, the cedar trees coming right to the top of the list. Once we identified those issues, we were able to start going after grants.
Tens of thousands of dollars.
Not only Fish and Wildlife Service grants, but National Fish and Wildlife Federation grants and other organization grants, just to help remove cedar trees and to improve the grazing lands within the local communities. When we can get all those different groups sitting at the table talking with the ranchers, everybody brings a different perspective and possibly a different pot of funding.
The Comanche Pool Prairie Resource Foundation got started with some progressive thinking, says Jarnigan.
From the beginning, we had a couple of our board members who were doing some intensive grazing with high stock densities and really increasing not only their production, but the native habitat from lizards and snakes to all kinds of plants. Of course, we've struggled being accepted from some of our neighbors.
But, Kent says, every year, a few more ranchers seem to come around.
It's growing all the time. Every year that goes by and we have one of these coffee shop meetings, there's somebody shows up that we never would have thought would have been there.
Learn more about landowner conservation partnerships and hear archived episodes of this program on the website playacountry.org. You've been listening to Playa Country, a weekly show about the wildlife, people, and landscapes of the Western Great Plains. This program is made possible by the Playa Lakes and Rainwater Basin Joint Ventures.